Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Rigorous mobile network testing reveals rising data usage and a strategic shift in roaming partnerships easing network load on O2. Blau, the discount brand of O2 Telefónica, announces permanent data volume upgrades without altering prices. And Mark Murtra's bold strategic moves set the stage for Telefónica's transformative future.
CHIP reports on the rigorous testing of German mobile networks, highlighting the dramatic increase in data usage and growing customer expectations. The article explains that nearly all Germans are connected, with over 70 million active mobile customers, and a monthly per capita data consumption reaching 10 gigabytes, increasing by 30 to 40% each year. In its extensive tests supported by NetCheck, the publication notes that the entry of 1&1 as the fourth network operator has led to a significant shift in roaming partnerships. 1&1 has switched its roaming partner from O2 to Vodafone. This change has relieved O2's network load, which in turn has allowed for a capacity improvement, resulting in a 3.4% performance boost, even though O2's financial intake is impacted. The article further discusses overall network performance, emphasizing that while Deutsche Telekom remains at the top with excellent ratings, there are noticeable challenges in rural high-speed coverage and consistent 5G rollout, especially in terms of turbo 5G availability in major cities and small communities alike.
Connect.de reports that from 4th of December 2025, Blau, the discount brand of O2 Telefónica, will permanently increase data volumes for both new prepaid customers and existing AllNet tariff subscribers without any price hike. The announcement states that the new data allowances will see significant upgrades. The Blau AllNet S tariff will raise from 15 gigabytes to 20 gigabytes. The AllNet M tariff will increase from 30 gigabytes to 50 gigabytes. And the AllNet L tariff will be improved from 60 gigabytes to 100 gigabytes, all maintaining existing pricing structures. In addition to comprehensive mobile voice and SMS flat rates across German networks, these tariffs offer download speeds of up to 50 megabit per second and upload speeds of up to 25 megabit per second. The article also explains the introduction of an additional option, Roaming Plus World, which provides 1 gigabyte of data per week in 109 countries for customers traveling outside the EU at a fee of €9.99 per week. Moreover, all Blau customers will automatically benefit from access to the O2 5G network, thus gaining from improved speeds, greater capacity, and reduced latency.
InsideDigital.de offers a detailed overview of 1&1's new 24 plus 24 loyalty discount model targeting both DSL and fiber optic customers. The scheme requires clients to commit to a 48-month contract, during which they can benefit from an introductory offer that sets DSL service at €9.99 per month and provides the fiber optic service free of charge for the first 10 months. After this period, while the regular tariff is reinstated, a monthly loyalty discount of €10 is applied against the regular fee. However, the discount is granted only if the customer completes the full 48-month period. Should the customer decide to terminate early, they face a repayment of all accrued discounts, which can amount to significant financial penalties. The article further emphasizes that despite the attractive combination of an introductory low price and ongoing discounts, the model's benefits rely heavily on the customer's ability to remain with 1&1s for the entire contract period. It also contrasts this long-term commitment with the more flexible month-to-month arrangements and shorter contract periods offered by competitors, while noting that providers like Blau are simultaneously enhancing their mobile tariff offerings with more generous 5G data volumes on a prepaid basis. Overall, the report advises prospective customers to realistically assess their likelihood of a 4-year commitment before opting into the new model, thus offering key insights into current market dynamics in the telecommunications sector.
The article in thetimes.com presents a detailed profile of Mark Murtra, the chairman and chief executive of Telefónica, highlighting his unique British-Spanish background and unorthodox leadership style. Born in Blackburn to a British nurse and a Catalan doctor, Murtra draws on his British education and cultural heritage to manage Telefónica's substantial operations in the UK, where the company owns 50% of Virgin Media O2. The article from thetimes.com explains that his appointment was not without controversy, as Murtra's close relationship with Spain's prime minister, Pedro Sanchez, and his outsider status stirred criticism among conservative business circles. It outlines how his previous experience at Indra and his willingness to make bold decisions have been key to his strategy at Telefonica, such as offloading the Argentine business, planning a reduction of over 5,000 jobs in Spain, and focusing on core markets in Spain, Germany, Brazil, and the UK. The piece further details his long-term vision, emphasizing the need to move away from short-term gains towards sustainable investments in technology, cybersecurity, and AI, while also navigating complex European regulatory and merger landscapes. Overall, thetimes.com portrays Murtra as a determined leader poised to transform Telefonica into a best-in-class European telco, despite current challenges including high debt levels, falling share prices, and the need for operational consolidation.
The Focus article Mehr Ehrgeiz bitte, aber so fort. Under the politics and regulation keyword calls for immediate and bold action to safeguard national prosperity and security. It emphasizes that artificial intelligence is a breakthrough technology shaping political, military, economic, and societal domains, with global leadership currently dominated by the USA and China. The article outlines that the future competitiveness of any nation, including Germany and Europe, rests on the ability to rapidly integrate AI. A compelling need exists for an ambitious transformation, particularly in education and professional training. It asserts that the current pace of adjustment in the education system is far too slow, and that AI skills should no longer be seen as the exclusive domain of a few experts, but rather as an essential, widely accessible competence, much like reading, writing, or arithmetic. The report further argues that a culture of continuous learning, coupled with practical experimentation, will drive the kind of understanding and innovation needed to harness AI effectively. It encourages a mindset where learning is integrally linked to everyday work, urging companies and society alike to adopt a proactive stance in developing these vital skills. Finally, the article reminds readers that overcoming historical challenges was once the norm, implying that a similarly ambitious approach is now required to not only remain competitive, but to lead in crafting the future of technology.
In today's briefing on technology and innovation, the Süddeutsche Zeitung provides an in-depth analysis of AI safety concerns in the article, Wird KI Jemals Sicher Sein? The discussion focuses on how AI systems, including Elon Musk's personal AI named Grok, illustrate the significant impact that system prompts and creator values have on AI behavior. The article explains that system prompts are designed to regulate the tone and content of AI output, ensuring harmful instructions are avoided while highlighting differences in tone between various ChatGPT models. It is noted that these prompts may sometimes overly restrict the outputs, which in turn can provoke users to creatively bypass the safeguards, a process referred to as jailbreaking. This situation has led to instances where AIs have produced violent, politically charged, or otherwise inappropriate content when prompted using unusual inputs or creative techniques. The article continues by outlining the inherent challenges in striking the right balance between safety and usability. The Süddeutsche Zeitung further references studies by the University of Oxford and the University of Rome, which indicate that the more advanced AI systems become, the more vulnerable they might be to attacks that force them to override safety protocols. It also explains that the methods used by hackers to bypass these restrictions often reveal fundamental flaws in current alignment methods and evaluation protocols. The narrative emphasizes that every AI reflects the underlying beliefs of its developers, raising questions regarding the transparency of value transference into code. Overall, the publication paints a complex picture of AI innovation, underscoring the persistent tension between leveraging advanced functionalities and maintaining rigorous ethical safeguards.
A recent report by RND.de highlights a significant move by telecom in sports broadcasting, as former footballer Mats Hummels has been signed as a TV expert. The article explains that Hummels, who recently concluded his professional career, has now embraced a new role that will see him contribute his football expertise during the upcoming World Cup. In a short span after ending his playing days, Hummels secured a partnership with Telecom, building on his earlier experience with Amazon Prime Video during Champions League broadcasts. The report mentions that this move places him in the company of notable figures such as Jurgen Klopp and Thomas Müller, with whom he has shared the field and celebrated major football successes in the past. Further details from RND.de reveal that Telekom is set to broadcast all 104 World Cup matches on Magenta TV, integrating a specialized team of experts, the National Mannschaft der Experten, to deliver both free and exclusive content. Hummels is expected to make his debut during the group draw, which will be broadcast free on Magenta TV, marking the start of his new chapter with Telekom. This strategic initiative underscores Telekom's commitment to enhancing football coverage and engaging viewers with experienced insights during one of the world's premier sporting events.
The article published by Telterif.de addresses a current issue related to fraudulent phone calls that misuse a trusted emergency service number, 116-116. The report explains that criminals now impersonate the emergency hotline by employing technical methods such as caller ID spoofing to display the familiar number on the recipient's phone. This spoofing gives the impression that the call is coming from the legitimate service. The Spare No Truth 116-116 and is used to deceive individuals into revealing sensitive information like PIN or TAN numbers. The report emphasizes that the emergency hotline never initiates calls, and such unexpected contacts should be treated with immediate caution. Recipients are advised to hang up instantly if they encounter an unsolicited call posing as an emergency alert and asking for confidential data. In addition, the article mentions a class action lawsuit against Vodafone, noting that it has been extended over time and now involves more than 100,000 participants. The narrative underlines that similar protocols apply to other institutions, such as banks, which also never require personal data over the phone, and encourages individuals to verify any surprising call by independently contacting their bank through a known number. The overall message is clear. The service involved, the Spare No Truth 116-116, maintains strict communication protocols, and any deviation should be treated as a potential scam. The details provided by Telterif.de serve as an important reminder for customers to remain vigilant against sophisticated scams exploiting trust and technological manipulations.
The article published in Wirtschaftswoche examines whether companies with state possession are paying out too high dividends. The discussion centers around seven publicly listed companies in which the government has a stake, including Deutsche Telekom, DHL Group, Commerzbank, Airbus, Uniper, Hensoldt, and CureVac. The report provides details on both the percentage stake and the dividend yields expected for these companies, highlighting that the average yield of 2.0% is well below the roughly 3.0% average seen in the DAX. Notably, the article mentions that DHL Group pays a significantly higher yield, positioning it comparably in the global logistics sector alongside FedEx, Kuna, Plus Nagel, and UPS. In an international context, the piece points out that state-associated companies with strong dividend payouts include Italian firms such as Eni and Enel, French firm Engie, Austrian OMV, and in Spain, Telefonica. The examination shows that stable revenues from sectors such as energy and communications allow both private and state shareholders to benefit from solid dividend distributions.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.